To all of you, a most blessed and happy Christmas and Christmas season. There is no better way for all of us gathered as Catholics in our faith, in our hope, in our charity, than to celebrate the greatest gift God has ever bestowed upon the world, his own Son, than here at the altar, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I offer this Mass for all of your own intentions and those of all of our good Catholic people of the Diocese of Bismarck. May the presence of Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, in your lives be the source of true life and true love and true peace for each of you and your families. One of our great saints of the early church, one of the four great doctors of the Western Church, St. Ambrose, was renowned for his sermons, and it just so happened that it ended up being his last Christmas sermon he would preach before he died in 397 AD, where his entire sermon revolved about him repeating a question for the Catholic people of his city, his diocese, which was Milan in Italy. And he began and kept repeating the question throughout. And the question was a very simple one, three words. What is Christmas? And each time he would ask the question, he would teach a bit more about the mystery of the incarnation, God becoming man, and why he did that. And as he came towards the end of this sermon, he again repeated the question, what is Christmas? And he said this, and he says it so beautifully. We need to think of this ourselves. He said, what is Christmas? And he said, Christmas is the kiss of God on the lips of unworthy man. It is humility exalted. It is life. It is love. It is the love of life. It is the life of love. And then he repeated the question, what is Christmas? And he concluded, it is Jesus, the kiss of life, and he is the one whom we celebrate. How true that is. It's true in every age. With all of the things that lead up to Christmas, at least in the secular world, we can become very enamored of all of these things. They're nice. They're not terribly enduring, but they're nice. But the reason you and I are here so early in this morning of Christmas is not because of all the shopping sprees we may have gone on, the nice parties and all of that that we've attended, There's only one reason you and I are here. As St. Ambrose says, it is He, Jesus, and He is the one whom we celebrate. Perhaps as we pray at this Holy Mass, as we come forward and receive literally the very kiss of God, as St. Ambrose says, on our lips, we will allow Him not just to further enlighten and strengthen our faith and our hope and our love, but we will bear Him, become the bearers of the kiss of God to a world, as we look around us, which desperately needs Jesus. That is why He came in time, to be the one to whom we turn in all things and allow Him to lead us on the way to the Father. We celebrate as a great gift from God to us and to the world through our Holy Father Pope Francis's calling of this extraordinary Jubilee of Year of Mercy, precisely what we're celebrating right here, right now. The fact that as bad, as sinful as we can be and sometimes are, He still is that kiss of God on our lips. He remains Emmanuel, God with us. That's mercy. We need it. We cannot do without Him. On this holy night, just as those shepherds, stunned by the news they receive from angels in heaven, and just as they went to see for themselves what they had been told, and they found exactly that, Jesus, the one whom we celebrate, what greater gift? There is no greater gift that each of us has been given, and that we can give to each other and to others. Priceless. As Ambrose said so beautifully, it is humility in the form of a helpless child, which is exalted. It is life, it is love, it truly is Jesus. As I said, we are just beginning the celebration of this wonderful gift of the Jubilee Year of Mercy. And I have an announcement, a wonderful announcement to make here in the Cathedral Church of our diocese, and I will make this announcement in the coming days to all of our Catholic people throughout the diocese, but I make it here first because it affects all of you. 2 weeks ago today, on December 10th, I received a package through the Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, Archbishop Vigano. And the package contained a letter to me from the president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting the New Evangelization. His name is Archbishop Rino Fisichella. I'll read to you just 2 brief paragraphs. He said, "Your Excellency, an important part of the upcoming extraordinary holy year will take place on Ash Wednesday 2016, when the Holy Father, as a sign of the Church's maternal solicitude for the people of God, will send forth throughout the world missionaries of mercy to preach and to hear confessions. Among those who have been presented to the Holy Father as candidates to become missionaries of mercy is a priest of your diocese, namely Reverend Monsignor Thomas Richter. I write in the sincere hope that we can count on his cooperation for this important Holy Year initiative." You have to know that when a bishop gets a letter like this, they always put it in terms where you can't refuse. Well, you can, but then it's like denying the existence of God. You feel terrible. But that's, I don't make light of this. So I very happily spoke with Monsignor Richter, and with great humility, he said yes, he would be willing to do that. So I have released him for this great service to our Holy Father and to the Church. Monsignor will be away from the cathedral for the coming season of Lent, and possibly for sometimes even after Lent has concluded with Easter. In his absence, I intend to appoint Father Jared Johnson, the parochial administrator for the cathedral parish. I know you will not only give both Monsignor and Father your prayers, but your good support and cooperation. This is truly an honor for Monsignor Richter, but it also reflects the goodness and the zeal for souls, which all of our priests manifest to all of us every day. So I make this announcement on this Christmas Day at this midnight mass in our cathedral church, and I offer this as an opportunity for us, through Monsignor Richter, to participate in an even greater and more intense way in this great Jubilee year of mercy. So again, I wish all of you a most blessed Christmas and Christmas season. Be safe and bring Christ, who is the kiss of God, to each of us, to each other, and to others whom you may meet and encounter in these holy days.